morning, and thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. How is everyone? Praise God. Today is Wednesday. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm so joyful in it. It is Wednesday, September the 15th, 2021. Now, you can't tell me we're not at the end of the year, okay? This is September 15th. We're almost done with September. Anyway, glory to God. We're here. I'm here. You're here. We're listening. We're talking. We're chatting on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So listen, today's weather in Los Angeles is 63 degrees. Let's see. The high today is going to be 77 and sunshine today. You also in DC, you're at 81 degrees, partly cloudy. You're going to be at high 90. Wow. For you, 72 degrees and partly cloudy in Detroit, and the high in Detroit is going to be 75 degrees today. Atlanta, 75 degrees right now. You got showers coming this afternoon. That's your high is going to be 79, but you got showers all this afternoon, so be prepared for that. Let's see, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 81 degrees right now, partly, mostly cloudy. You got 88 degrees is going to be your high, clouds there. Kenya, you are showers right now, 82 degrees. That's your high. You're waking up to 70, showers tomorrow, 90 is going to be your high. Hawaii, you are 52 degrees, clear skies. Your high is going to be 72 degrees. Tomorrow you're waking up to 55, showers tomorrow, but 70 is going to be your high. Puerto Rico, you are 77 degrees, mostly cloudy, showers all afternoon. That's your high. 68 is what you're waking up to. 81 is going to be your high tomorrow, and showers. Portugal, you are 64 degrees and cloudy. That's your high. You're waking up to 54 degrees right now. Partly sunny tomorrow. 68 is going to be your high. Let's see. If I didn't say your nation, your state, your continent, your city, or your state, guess what? Doesn't matter. God is still in control and has the final say. You know why? Because he loves you, and it's for your own protection. He knows all. He sees all. And guess what? He knows what you need before you even know it yourself. And God loves you so much. So I just want you to know that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. All right? Listen. I just want you to know that there are so many great things happening for you. All you have to do is just stay focused on the Lord. Stay focused on him. Keep your eyes on him. Keep your prayers up. Keep doubt out. Keep positivity coming in. Motivate and encourage yourself. Fight with faith. And trust God to do it all the time. All right? All right, you guys. Listen, that was the weather. And we'll be right back after this sponsorship break with Ministerial Moments.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
All right. Get In the Weight of Every Loss. It is on Kindle and Amazon, you guys. In the Weight of Every Loss. Okay. All right. So let's get into Ministerial Moment. Today we have Dr. Cree. She's joining us today. We're talking everything COVID. I am shocked. Not really. I am shocked at the division of everybody that has been vaccinated or hasn't been vaccinated or threatening if you don't get vaccinated. I mean, it is so much going on, so much noise, the mandates, who's right, who's wrong, who can get COVID, who can't get COVID. Listen, I'm gonna just tell you like this. I'm not gonna tell you what to do. I'm not gonna tell you what you should do. All I know is what I'm doing. I'm seeking God diligently about what me and my house gonna do. And as for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. We don't serve the government. We don't serve man. And anything that God tells me to do, that's what I'm gonna do. You know, it's so easy to go along with what everybody else is saying and go into the pandemonia of things and panic and fear and be all confused. But I'm not gonna do that, okay? Because God is not the author of any confusion. All I see is confusion. This person saying that, this person saying that. They got their opinion, they got their voice, they got their rights, we got our rights. We gonna mandate, we gonna change this, we gonna change the law, we gonna add a law, we gonna do this and do that. I mean, all I know is what thus say the Lord, you know, and that's what I'm going by. I love having professionals on the show. I don't disregard science at all, but all I'm saying is, and I'm not saying anything either way, other than I'm doing what God tells me to do. And that's really what each and every person should be doing, honestly, that is a believer. I'm just shocked at, you know, how we're believers, but you know, anything that the government tells you to do, you run and go do it. Anything man tells you to do, anything that, you know, everybody else is doing, you running and going to do it. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what side are you on? Because, you know, you want to believe God for your blessings, but you don't want to believe God when it comes to obeying and moving by His Spirit. I mean, which one is it? Are you a believer or are you just a Christian? Because it's two different things, you know. You're a Christian by label, but a believer is walking this thing out, this life by faith. It's living or dying for the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is like, you know, nothing else matters but what God is saying. And I know people want to talk about practicality and all of that. Listen, how can practicality go with supernatural? When you want a miracle, you're not worrying about being practical then. When you want God to do a miracle in your life and He tells you to go across the world and go to Germany to get $1 million, I bet you're not going to be worrying about practicality then. I bet you're not going to be worrying about practicality if God told you that you're going to get your healing if you go around in circles 7 times and jump up and down and say hallelujah 50 times. I bet you're not going to be worrying about practicality then. You know, it's just shocking to me how practicality comes into play when, you know, you're afraid or of the unknown or you're concerned about, you know what's gonna happen, and you don't really trust God. But when you really want a miracle, you're gonna put all of that stuff aside and be peculiar. That's what the Word of God says. We are peculiar people, you know, and that means that we operate in the supernatural realm. You know, He takes the foolish things to conform the wise, and that's just what a believer is all about. We believe, you know, in miracles, signs, and wonders. We believe that nothing is too hard for God. We believe that in the impossible, what man says is impossible, God makes it possible. You know, all things are possible. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And I'm saying to you this: whatever that's going on in your life, and your body, your mental state, your finances, your career, it all belongs to God. If you are a believer, then you would seek God and do whatever God tells you to do either way. You know, if you know, God would tell somebody to go against the grain, or He might tell you to go with it for whatever reason, for your health, for your purposes, or for your strength, or for what, for a testimony, for you to minister to people. I don't know. You know, His ways are not our ways, and our thoughts are not His thoughts. I don't try to figure out, you know, why He does things. I just want to know His heart. And one thing I do know about God is that He loves us unconditionally. He loves us so much, and He protects us from all things. He keeps us, you know, and there's no confusion in Him. There's no condemnation in Him. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. There's no fear in Him. He did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So what I'm saying to you right now is that whenever you do something out of fear, you open up the door to the enemy. Point blank and period. If you do it in confidence that God told you to do something, then you don't have no fear. What I'm seeing is people running in fear and doing whatever the man say or the government say or the this one say or their family say or their friends say, and they scattering all over the place. Whatever you do, rather get the vaccine or not, do it in confidence, knowing that God has instructed you. That's what I'm saying. Let's make that very clear. I don't know what God's going to tell you to do. I know what God told me to do. I know what I'm feeling led to do. And I don't have, you know, either way, you know, it wouldn't matter to me. My voice is not a voice for, you know, my rights or, you know, being radical or rebellious or standing for anything. I'm just moving by the Holy Spirit. So for me, it's like, I'm just being led by God. So I'm just saying to you, and I don't have no fear. There's no fear. There's no concern. I sleep good at night. I get up well. I mean, glory to God. But I'm saying to believers, I understand everything that's out on the table. All of it is out there. Rather, some of it is added on or not. I'm saying in everything in your life, do what thus say the Lord, because you and everything about you, especially if he brought it to you and blessed you with it, belongs to him. So be obedient to God either way. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because a believer should do so. A believer shouldn't be surprised. A believer should be connected to God with confidence, doing what he's leading you to do. And you have it, you do it in boldness. Okay. And that's it. That's ministerial moment for today. Do what thus say the Lord. Either way, whatever way, however way, whenever way, do it because God said to do it. That way you'll have confidence in knowing that your life is in the hands of God. You didn't step in. Man didn't step in. It's between you and God. That's what I would suggest a believer. And you do that for the rest of your life, in every area of your life, your finances, who do you give to, what do you pay first, all of that, it all belongs to him, everything. So, you know, that's where I'm at with that. So that's what I'm shocked about more than anything. The world gonna be the world. The system's gonna do what it do. The government's gonna say what they gonna say. There's gonna be right, wrong, in between, lies, deceit, corruption, you know, all of that. But where do you stand? You're always supposed to be on truth, period. And God knows all and he sees all. So that's who I trust. So anyway, I'm so glad that Dr. Cree is here, because I love to hear the science of all of it, because this is what you could take to God. You know, this is stuff that you will be informed about. You'll know what to pray about. You'll know, you know, you'll be able to take it all and lay it on the table at the feet, lay it at the feet of God and just go from there. But this is going to be a great discussion. I respect her so much. I love, you know, her knowledge of everything. I love her zeal for helping people. You know, it's just, we need the doctors. You know, we need the doctors though. You know, we need the doctors. And like I said, with everything, always take it to God. I'm sure as Dr. Cree is a believer herself, she takes things, you know, she takes it to God as well. So, you know, like I said, we have to do in every way, in every area of our life, what thus say the Lord, and just let him lead our path every step of the way for whatever reason. I know I don't care why. Just tell me what to do, Lord, so I can be in right standing, right? All right. Well, anyway, we'll be right back after this commercial break with Dr. Cree. I'm so excited to have her. And then we got Sierra G. Wiles bringing us Level Up. Level Up, which is a career coach. She's a career coach, so I'm excited about that, to get that information from her as well. Informative is what we're going to be today. All right, God bless you. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit. Learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
I'm Hayes.
And I'm Henry.
And we're the Johnson of La Host Hair and Wig.
And you're listening to Dr. Gina.
Kingdom Talk. Where you going? You better not change that station. Come on, listen, tune up. You're listening
to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Don't go nowhere or you'll be square.
Oh, Lord. I love that. It's hilarious. Hey, Dr. Cree, how are you?
Hey, Dr. Gina, how you doing?
I'm fine. I am fine. What's going on, girl? Tell us what is going on, because you know what? We have all been, like talking about this COVID, and it's just like the topic of a whole year and a half now, almost two years. And it's been so much debate about it. I mean, people are heated, people are angry, people are frustrated. They don't understand what the heck is going on. They said kids couldn't get it. Now kids are getting it. They said babies couldn't get it. Now babies are getting it. They said that, what else did they say? So that's one thing. And then now they're saying that it was supposed to cure the COVID, but then people found out that's not true. And then they're getting sick, getting the shot, the vaccine, and then they come turn around and get the COVID, and then they get sick again. So it's like, you know, people are just definitely frustrated, and they're definitely aggravated with the government. I think it's a government issue with the misinformation more than anything. And I think this mistrust there. But people are angry. Now the jobs are being threatened. So what in the world is going on, Dr. Cree?
I think, Dr. Gina, first things first, if you're looking for some way to research how this all goes down, check out the 1918 influenza epidemic. So people don't realize this, but about every 100 years, we're going to have some kind of epidemic. This is what happened. What we're going through now is similar to what happened before they mandated the flu shot, you know. So we need to go back, and a lot of this mirrors exactly what was going on 100-plus, you know, years ago. So that's first thing. Second thing is that science is evolving. It is the evolution of it. So when you look at a virus does whatever it can do to survive. It cannot survive without a host. So that being, you know, human, a dog or something, the animal, you have the virus has to be within a host. So the virus is smart. Oh, y'all gonna outdo me. So let me get smarter. Let me change. Let me mutate and try and figure out how to outsmart your medicine. Let me try and outsmart your shots. Let me try
like a demon.
Like a demon.
Like a demon. That's right? What it is. Like a demon.
Correct. So that's how it's doing. It wants to survive. And back in 1918, I think that it's very important if we look into that it will give us a lot of answers to what's going on today. Because you have the choice now to take the flu vaccine. It's your choice. You make, oh, I never get sick. I don't have to get it. Well, we have enough people that have, one, had the flu, survived the flu, have protection from the flu. And we also have enough people that continue to get vaccinated from the flu so that, therefore, we can protect the ones that decide not to get it. We have not gotten to that point with COVID-19 because it gets into its host. It gets into wherever it wants to live and change things around. And it kills the person. You know, you hear people, they got the diagnosis today. Within 2 weeks, they're gone. So the people are dying and getting sicker at an extent that we can't get any herd immunity, which is protection. Like, think of a herd of cows. If all of the cows are surrounding this one sheep and decide it's going to protect that sheep that's in the middle of the cows, you have what's called herd immunity or herd protection. So they decided to protect it. We can't get there with COVID because we are at the point of it is just continuing to kill the host before you can get to that point of protection. Now, what we feel like is misinformation is science. I have a biology degree, so science changes all of the time. And we have to be flexible in that yes, for the initial COVID-19, these things worked. You went through several months where the numbers were down, the numbers were low. But in that time, the virus was plotting and scheming, trying to figure out how could it be smarter. And then now we have this variant called the Delta variant. So the truth of the matter is science is changing. And as the rules change, the announcements are different. The rules, hey, do this now. We didn't have to do this before. We need to go back to doing this because, honestly, Dr. Gina, we're in a live science experiment that is not controlled by the government, that is just really the virus is running the show. So people have to decide what is the, like you said, the right thing for them to do. I would add to the caveat that you had from the ministerial moment is to talk to your doctor. Everybody, your doctor knows your history. Your doctor knows your concerns. He knows the risk of you being sick or not. And go from there, make your decision from there. And all I get, and we got to get understanding. We got to get understanding that comes by getting the correct knowledge. And I think that if we look back to that 1918 flu study, Google that, read about that, and you will see how very parallel this is to that. And I'm coming off of COVID. I had COVID last week. You know, I was sick. My husband was sick. But we chose to be vaccinated, and I got vaccinated in January, and I had very, very, very mild illness. I had a little bit of a headache, a little bit of tiredness. If my husband wasn't coughing, then I would probably have never got tested and never even known the difference. But I could have, without knowingly, got other people sick because I wouldn't have thought anything about testing because my disease was just that mild. So for me, I made the educated decision, the prayerful decision to choose to get the vaccine. And my husband, who's very, very, very high risk, I got a dad that lives with me that's got leukemia. He stayed negative. My daughter stayed negative. So we have to remember that it's not the laws of the government that's running this. Science is running it. And in any good science experiment, things change. So we change our thinking to that. Research that 1918 flu epidemic, and then it may start to make a little bit more sense.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, I knew that you would come on and you had, you know, your wisdom and your knowledge of things that can help, you know, help people make a, you know, conscious decision with prayer. Like you said, in your mm-hmm. situation, that's a good example of, you know, maybe God would have you get a vaccination shot. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he would lead yeah. you to do that because of your living situation with your dad and, you know, things like that. You know, only The only thing that I would say as a minister of the gospel is we just can't leave God out of everything. That's it. I mean, mm-mm. He created
don't
all
leave
things,
him out of
science
anything. Correct.
And, yeah, we can't. We mm-hmm. have to take things to him in prayer and present it before him, because otherwise we'll be doing that with everything. But I'm glad that you made it very clear about the fact that it's science. So what are you, I mean, with that being on the table and everything, what is your thoughts about the mandate about if they don't get vaccinated, though, that they're going to lose their jobs?
So I think that I own a business. All of my employees are vaccinated, not by my mandate, but because of my teachings and the things that they saw and them taking it to God in prayer. And we made that conscious decision to make, because we all have little kids. So I think that it depends on, every situation is going to depend on your job. So if you got 100 people there, y'all dealing with people that are sick, you're dealing with people that are, you know, may have all kind of diseases, the ability that people, believing that people are going to wear their mask all of the time, believing that people are going to wash their hands all the time is far-fetched. People are tired of this. You know, there's something that we call COVID fatigue, Dr. Gina, where they're like, oh my gosh, do I have to hear this? It's not gone yet. I don't want to do this anymore. So people get relaxed at home, and therefore I've watched group homes of people die off, you know, that are special needs because the workers came in and brought the COVID in. So I think that it kind of depends on the work situation, and it depends on you and what your convictions are and what you feel like God is making, you know, is telling you to do. And make sure that we're doing it based off of what God said and not against, I just don't want to do it because they're making us do it. Once again, if we go back and read that, look into that 1918 flu, the flu had to be mandated in some type of way in order for us to have a control that we do have over the current flu virus. There is going down that path, and I think that it's all about from a scientific thing. They're just trying to get the numbers under control. But of course, you can't. People aren't just going to do it because science says do it. People are out here. We want to do whatever we want to do, aside from a spiritual aspect. People are out here going by the seat of their pants. They're not doing the precautions. If we're going to keep masks on, and in that regard, then maybe we could keep our numbers down. But they don't want to do that anymore. So
people don't even want to wear a mask. They don't. You're saying that there's people out there that's not vaccinated that don't even want to wear a mask.
Right. So then, therefore, now that you take that into a job situation where you have, you know, a hospital case and in hospitals, people are going there to visit. They don't want to wear masks. In Alabama, Dr. Gina,
what?
Is 30% of our entire state vaccinated. Yes, 30%. So that means more people are not vaccinated than that.
Wow.
So, I mean, so it's crazy.
Wow. So people out there just acting crazy. They don't want to wear a mask and they don't want to get vaccinated. So you're saying
you
at least
also,
if the people
choose.
That don't
choose.
Or wash their hands or nothing.
Yeah. So it's like,
so
that's why I feel like the mandate is trying to be in place, because people don't want to do the simple things that are asked anymore. And now people are still dying and people are still getting sick. So now you get to that point of, okay, so you don't want to wear the mask. You don't want to get the shot. Well, we have to draw some kind of line there, because if it's not you getting sick, somebody's getting sick. Because then now
so
they're like,
they,
oh, that's my allergy.
So,
go ahead.
So, Dr. Cree, why can't they just mandate the mask? And if they don't wear the mask, they lose their job. Why do they have to go so severe with getting the shot?
And I think that they could. I think that would be a great thing to add into that as well. However, I do think that it depends on your job and what your job is. Because if your job is sitting right in there, you know, if somebody got cancer and they doing the chemo line, in hospitals, the patients are requesting vaccinated only workers and asking the workers, hey, honey, are you vaccinated? Oh, you're not vaccinated? You got to give me somebody else. So this is something that now patients are coming in and they're requesting it so that they know that they're getting a safer amount of care. So it's just levels to it. You know, it's not as simple as just mandate this when half of the people that are coming in are saying, you need to show me proof of vaccine before you fix my plate. You know, so it is layers on top of layers. It's just not that as simple as, I think, one thing or the other. And with the virus doing whatever it wants to, we really need, masks definitely need to be mandated. But here in Alabama, the people are not having it. They want to do whatever they want to do. They don't want the kids to wear masks to school. They want to do whatever they want to do because they are tired of COVID.
Wow. Wow. Mind blowing. I love Dr. Creed. She is the best ever. She keeps it 100. I am so glad that you are healed from it. I'm so glad that your family, you know, that thing lifted up off of your household in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And just continue to bless you, Dr. Creed. I love you so much. You're just such a family friend to the show. And we want you to come back on in a couple of months to keep us on point with things, girl. Is that all right with you?
Yes, that's all right. Let me know when you need me. And y'all take care. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. If nothing else, do that distance. And be prayerful. Make the best decision based off of what you feel God told you. But also, wear your mask at least.
At least, right? That's just, when you said that, I'm just like, well, dog, on y'all. Y'all got to at least wear your mask now. I mean, come on. Yeah. I didn't even think about the mask situation. Man, wear your mask. You know, you going to God, do something. You got the laws of the land, you know. But, yeah, I do understand the vaccine, them making it mandate and all that stuff. You know, take your life to God in prayer, but at least wear the mask and wash your hands, okay? Said at least. I love you. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Hey, you can follow me on all social media at Dr. Cree. That's DOCTORKRE. Facebook, Instagram. I'm always putting nuggets out there, and I'll see you in a few months, Dr. Gina.
Yes, ma'am. Love you so much. All right.
Love you too,
thank
honey.
You so
take
much.
Care.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we have Coach Sierra G. Wiles joining us. We'll be right back after this message.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order this series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hello, everybody. This is Dawn Robinson with Mama's Boy, The Play, and you listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Sierra. Coach Sierra, what you got today, girl?
What's going on, Dr. G? How you doing? I hope everybody is doing well on the airwaves today. So, Sierra G. Wiles checking in, your trendsetting coach, coming to give you today 5 strategic marketing hacks to land a new career. All right? I hope you guys are ready. I hope you got your notebook, your paper, all of that good stuff. All right? So today we are starting with 1, use your story. Be authentic. Many of us have our own stories. We have our own background. We have our own experiences.
Use your story. Don't be afraid to be authentically you. You have to be able to learn how to show up and be present as yourself. It's too many copycats in the world, and we don't need anybody else but you, all right? So that's number one. Be yourself. Be authentic. Number two, you have to utilize LinkedIn. If you're not on LinkedIn, then something's wrong. Something is wrong. You have to be on LinkedIn in order for you to start pivoting and getting to those new career opportunities and options that's out there. Because listen, y'all, with this new shift and drive with technology and how things are moving due to COVID-19, a lot of updates are coming through. And the first place that most of these people are posting a lot of the information that's happening is happening on LinkedIn. And so you want to be plugged in. This is not minimizing all the other social media outlets, but LinkedIn is where most of your human resource managers, all the people, the decision makers, they're going to be on LinkedIn, and they're going to be sharing a lot of the updates that their companies are going through. All right? So number three, get a compelling resume. So many of us know the traditional resumes that we've always, you know, they talk about the functional resumes and all of this. And so what I'm telling you to do now is to get a compelling resume that shares your story. All right? So you want to have something on paper that can also, it should tell a story. It should be able to be authentic. It should show who you are as a person as well, and not just your skill set. People want to be connected to people who they know can be authentic in the workplace, that can take their businesses to the next level, and that's how you do that, all right? So you got to have a compelling resume. Number four, hashtag your industry. I love this one because this is where we are. We're in the days of social media, of hashtagging. Everybody does it, right? And so what you want to do is you want to hashtag the industry that you're interested in, all right? So if you're going for a human resource manager position, then you want to hashtag anything that's going to be in that HR. And if I can give you a little hack real quick, Google hashtags. If you don't know what to hashtag, Google it. Google will pull up a whole bunch of hashtags. Guess what? Copy and paste it. That's it. It's that easy. All right. And then, of course, number five coming in. Y'all know I'm an advocate for networking. You have to network. You have to be around other professionals who are doing what you want to do. That's the only way for you to succeed and get your name out there so that people can look at you as also a professional in the industry that you're trying to get into. All right. So this has been your five strategic marketing hacks to land a new career. Number one was be authentic. Number two was LinkedIn. Number three was use and get a compelling resume. Number four was hashtagging your industries. And number five was networking. Dr. G.
Whoa, that was so good. LinkedIn, you know, people have been talking about LinkedIn, and I'm telling you, I think it's a wonderful thing. It's so much popping over there. A lot of activity is over there. I'm not in LinkedIn in ministry, but I know other people have done ministry and LinkedIn and things like that.
Yeah.
But definitely take the advice, especially when you're making career moves, because actually what I've been noticing as well is that employers are actually putting their application through LinkedIn.
Yes, yes.
And so did you mention that? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. And so what happens is because people are looking for, employers right now are looking for professionals, right? And so it's not to say that people who are on the Facebook, the TikToks and the IGs and all of these other platforms such as Snapchat, it's not to say that they are not the professionals. However, this is how I look at it. LinkedIn is literally the professional Facebook. And so most employers want to know that you have that professional side. It doesn't minimize that you don't have the personal, but we know that that's typically what it's used for is more personal use. It allows us to get out different messages that we want, our opinions, right? And so LinkedIn is used so that employers know, okay, this person also has, this is the professional side of this person. And so a lot of people will post on there their applications. They will post on there, hey, we're hiring. We have only 10 job slots or whatever the case may be. And they'll post that first on LinkedIn because they are going after the professionals.
Yeah, they're going to look at your Facebook and your Instagram, trust and believe. But they want you to
100%.
You know, they want to know that you really about your business and that you'll be about their business as well. What is your professional side look like? Are you ordered? Are you That's organized? It. Are you well spoken? Do you communicate well? Are you, you know, are you opinionated in your chatting? You know, they want to look at all of that. So, yeah, that's something that is amazing. Well, thank you so much, Sierra G. Wiles, for your professionalism and your wisdom and intake on career moves. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Yes, you guys can follow me at Sierra G. Wiles on all platforms, as well as LinkedIn. If you guys need some more advice on LinkedIn and you're already on LinkedIn, send me a connection. I'm opening it up so that I can make sure I connect with everybody. But it's Sierra G. Wiles, C-I-E-R-R-A-G, Wiles, W-I-L-E-S. All right, I'm looking forward to connecting with all of you guys.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, you guys, we're going to take another commercial break and we'll be right back in closing.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full service wig boutique with high quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
Hello, everyone. It's Tara Carissa Hodges. I am so excited. I am speaking so much life, happiness, joy, and abundance all over you. And now you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, you guys, we are back. All right, what an amazing show we had. Again, we had Dr. Cree give her professional advice and what God has revealed to her. And we've gotten career advice by the coach, Sierra G. Wiles. What a great show and ministerial moment. We're just going to go ahead and close out by just telling you this. All things are possible with God. There is nothing that God will not do for you. If you seek him, you have to seek him, guys, with maturity, with expectation, with faith. That is how you're going to see miracles. You're going to see God move in miraculous ways as you level up. It's time to level up and trust and believe God. You know, some of us just have this false sense of humility where we just feel like, you know, as long as I'm praising him and he knows I love him, I'm just happy if he does X, Y, and Z. And if I just live like this, I'll just be thankful for that. God wants to be glorified in your life. It is time for you to level up in your faith and believe God that nothing is too hard for him to do. There's nothing impossible. I don't care if you're bankrupt. I don't care if you got a negative bank account. I don't care if the doctor gave you a negative report. I don't care if the job is threatened and you don't know where you're going to work at. I don't care what it is. You have to believe God That is nothing impossible. You know, he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So if we have peace in God, if we trust God, if we have faith in him, we are walking in faith and peace. We are walking in confidence. We know that he will deliver. Why would he withhold anything from you? The Bible said he will not withhold any good thing from you, and that he knows the thoughts and plans that he has towards you, thoughts for good and not for evil, and that, you know, there's nothing too hard for him. He promises us all these things throughout the Bible. But yet when trouble comes, you know, we blame the devil, or, you know, we get frustrated, we get aggravated, instead of just turning to God and saying, what is this, God? What is this? I'm believing you for greater. I'm believing you for bigger. I'm believing you for more, that you will get glorified, that I can boast in you and tell people of your glory and how you did it. When I didn't have anything, when my hands was tied, you came through. When I was locked up, when I was bound up, you freed me up. Come on, somebody. We have got to let God be God. We're too busy trying to help him, trying to, you know, not be a problem, not be an issue, not be in trouble, you know. But God says, stir up some trouble with the enemy and trust him to deliver you. Trust him to provide for you. Trust him to do a miracle in your life. Stir up some trouble. Make the devil mad at your faith in God. Make him mad that you believe him more than any of his lies or the circumstances you're in today. Make him aware that you serve a powerful God. He is the creator of all things. He rules over all things. He created the smith and the coal. Come on, somebody, and the fire. He is running things. You got to let the devil know that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it is, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the turmoil, no matter what the trouble, no matter what the earthquake is, God is the healer, deliverer, the way maker. Come on, somebody. He's going to do it for you. But where is your faith? Where is it? When all the noise is going on, who do you believe? When everybody else got their opinion, whose word are you going to stand on? Some of you not reading your word. Some of you not praying, and you want miracles. Come on. How are you going to believe in miracles when you don't even know the God that you serve? I'm not talking about the God that you came to 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago. Oh, he did this. He used to do that. He used to do this. He did that. I know him because he did that. No, I'm talking about right now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith. You serve a right now God. A right now. Are you believing him for right now moves? Right now miracles? Right now shiftings? Right now turnarounds? Right now transformations? Are you believing him for that? Are you believing him for bigger, greater, better? Are you putting him, you know, that your expectation of who the Lord, the creator of all things, the God we serve on? You know, he wants you to pull on him. He says, when you knock at the door, he'll answer. When you draw close to him, he'll draw close to you. He's waiting for you to come closer to him. He's waiting for you to believe in him. He's waiting for you to have faith in him. He's waiting for you to trust him. He's waiting for you to speak those things that are not as though they were. Call it as it is. So what? You got a negative bank account. Opportunity for millions to come in. So what? The doctor said it's not possible to be healed. Guess what? God says he's a healer. I'm healed in Jesus' name. By his stripes, I'm healed and made whole. Speak that. You know, too many Christians running around here scared, ooh, like a broken, you know, like they in poverty and enslavement, and ooh, whoa, I just hope he do something for me. No! He called us victors, overcomers, you know, soldiers in his army. We got to know our Father. It's time to wake up. It's time to stand up. It's time to operate in faith. It's too many broke down Christians walking around here saying that they believe in a God. Well, you know, no wonder nobody's boasting in his glory. Nobody's saying how awesome he is. Nobody's declaring that he's a miracle worker, that he worked a miracle in your life. Be thankful for the little things, but still expect greater. God is greater. He is bigger. I'm tired of y'all putting my Father, and I said mine, putting my Father in a box. He is bigger than that. And it's like You know, that negative seed is going from one person to another person to another person. And y'all start just watering him down. He is so big. You know, so what? If you got shaken, that's okay. You nervous, but you better shake it off and start declaring the word of God. If you don't know the word of God, you need to start reading your Bible. If you don't know who he is, you better start drawing close to him so he can draw close to you. Because you don't know him if you think that he's going to keep you, you know, hunched over and broke down and woe is me. No, that ain't the God we serve. He told the disciples to quit their jobs. They were provided for. Come on, somebody. You know, they had favor. They had provision. When they needed it, they paid the taxes. When they needed food, they got food. They lived good. You know, we have to stop that. You know, the world system and going by what the world's saying and what they gonna think. Ooh, what they gonna think? Ooh, what does that sound like? Ooh, what, you know, that don't sound right. I got to be practical. You know, let me tell you something. Practical gonna kill you before the supernatural will. Trust and believe that. You know, you trying to analyze everything and it got to make sense to your mind. That is not kingdom living. Kingdom living is just the foolish things conforming to wise. We're a peculiar people. We're set apart. Come on. But you don't want to read that part and live that part. You want to live in measures pressed down, shaking together, and running over. But yet you can't be obedient to God because you're so busy analyzing everything. How you going to get measures pressed down, shaken together, and running over when you practical and you analyzing everything? You know, we have to get to the place where we trust him. Just dive into him. Fall into God. You know, it's just time for you to be shook. Come on, somebody. Shake it off. You know, if you don't know by now, all this stuff that we hear in the government and the doctors and the scientists and the world and the wealthy people and this, everybody got a view. Everybody got an opinion. Everybody's saying stuff. People telling lies. There's so much stuff going on. But if you don't trust the God that you claim that you saved by, I'm saved. Yeah, but where's the fruit? You know, where's the peace? You scattering around here like everybody else. We supposed to be flat-footed in God, trusting him. We are covered. There is more for us than there is against us. If God be for us, who can be against us? That's the word. Boy, I wish I had somebody that can understand what I'm saying. I wish I had some people on here that really cared and wanted to transform their life. I really wish that somebody really understood what I'm talking about right here. I think I got, there go a couple people, only a two of y'all. Okay, that's all right. Because it's less of us, trust and believe. So I'm not surprised. But honestly, this is really, really, really time for us to shake that off. We're going to have to pull it together. We're going to have to be strengthened. We're going to have to be bold. We're going to have to be walk in confidence. We're going to have to know that we're overcomers and victors. We have to put down our life. We have to drink the cup, y'all. We're going to have to drink the cup. The cup ain't going to pass by us. It didn't pass by Jesus. It's not going to pass by us. We need to become one with him, as he is one with the Father, so that whatever goes down, we done picked up our cross. We done picked it up. We are ready. We going with Jesus because he is coming. Okay. He is coming and we got to be ready. So if you sitting up here contemplating, you know, should I, shouldn't I, what are they saying? Oh, I'm just so nervous. Oh, I'm afraid. Oh, what does this mean? You got to spend more time with God. It is just simply time for you to spend more time with the Father in prayer and worship and reading your Bible. I don't care if you got to get up early. I don't care if you got to stay up late. I don't care if you shut in for a week. You need to do the most. Yes, you need to do that and then some. It don't take all that. That's a lie. It takes that and then some. You know, it takes so much more. But the more we put in, it's 10 times, 100 times more he's going to produce in you. You're going to have more discernment. You're going to have more wisdom. You're going to have provision. You'll be favored. You know, you don't have to live like beneath. He said that we're above and not beneath. We're the head and not the tail. It's just simply time for you to start believing that more than ever. Because when Jesus come, you know, all your blessings is stored up waiting for you to take the key that God has given you and unlock it. I mean, I don't care what nobody say. I don't want to leave this earth with stuff clogged up because I wasn't in position to receive what God had already predestined. It's not God that's holding it up. It's the fact that we're not drawing closer to him to receive it. Everything that we need is in him. Everything we desire is in him. If he placed it in your heart, he did it for a reason. Are you going to believe it? Oh, that can't, you know, that can't be him telling me I'm going to get a mansion. Oh, that can't be him that told me that I'm going to get a husband or a wife. That can't be him that told me I was going to have this multi-million dollar business. But if he put it in your heart, why can't you be bold enough to believe that instead of believing that it's not true? What's wrong with being, you know, to level up and expect greatness from God? What's wrong with that? So I just wanted to leave you with that. I just felt like some people need to be shook today in Jesus' name. Level up, y'all. Come on. We cannot sit up here and be called children of the Most High God, the creator of all things, and just sit here and live beneath and go along with the world system. The moment you do that, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, you done threw that right on out the window. You done chose the world system, the world's way, practicality, intellectualism over faith in God. So I just wanted to just let you know, I hope that pricked a couple of people. I hope it stirred you up a little bit. I hope it motivated you to go and seek God and his righteousness and all things that be added onto you. Get in right standing with the Father so you know that you are solid, that you are covered, that you are protected, that you are loved, that you are covered in Jesus' name. Be blessed. And I'm going to tell you this, like I always tell you, live healthy, live whole. Live in your destiny. I'm loving you. Until next time, this is Dr. Gina from Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.